This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Thanks to our American truckers, long-haul truckers out there getting the job done, too. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start the week out, in hour number four, Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website.
Aha! Mr. Chef.
Aha! They've come out of the hotel in droves. And they want to hear more of Frank Salvato. By the way, you were voted my number one guest of all time last week.
Well, I'm flattered. That's
Well, you've been around since the first show, so you might as well be, right?
Yeah. If longevity is the rubric here that I can.
Yeah. So. Let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. Get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, you know, we had this border surge that's been going on. We watched the boat fall apart, hit the reef and all that off San Diego. Apparently four people killed, 20-some odd or so that were taken into custody. The ship captain, by the way, of this 40-foot vessel also taken into custody. And according to the White House chief of staff, the border surge is not Joe Biden's fault, because even though he lifted the restrictions, It's not his fault at all.
No, nothing is his fault. He's the greatest guy in the world, the best president we've ever seen, and anything he does has to be the fault of bad orange man.
Right.
But the facts are clear here. If he wouldn't have opened the border the way he did, if he wouldn't have changed the policies of the Trump administration, people wouldn't be trying to come here in a gigantic tsunami wave.
Yep.
And you know, they tout that they are humanitarian in doing this because these poor downtrodden people just want to come here for a better life. But if people are dying in these waves to come here now because of the policy changes, that kind of betrays that notion that they care about humanity, that they care about these people, because these people they're tempting death to get here now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are dying to come here. So if they truly cared about humans and human life, they would be saying, you got to do it the way that you got to do it legitimately. You have to go through the process. This way we can get you here safely and legislate changes. Not this, okay, don't come, but we're going to leave the door open. because that's what they're doing. You know, they're saying, don't come here, you have to come legally, but they're looking the other way, the door's open, and they've got like a free craft table there for whoever comes through. Mm-hmm. So it's, their rhetoric doesn't match what they're doing. They're saying one thing and doing another, and they seem to be doing that with everything that they do. There's Janice faced.
Yeah. Now, from the CNN tweet made by Anita Dunn, an advisor to the president, she said that schools should probably reopen in September if people continue to get vaccinated, adding that it's not absolute because it's an unpredictable virus.
Well, I'm glad to see Anita Dunn's now a scientist. you know, that's the comments that unqualified people are making about this are just stupid.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to go with John Hopkins University Medical Center because they're at the cutting edge of this stuff. When they say something, I'll listen. But right now, there's no credibility coming out of this White House because political people are talking about this. There's really no credibility coming out of the CDC for the most part because political people are talking about this. I mean, nobody's mentioned this, Matt. Everybody's want to talk about who's been vaccinated and who's not. How about the people who've had it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about people who've had it and have natural immunity to it now? How about the people who had it and didn't know they had it because they never got sick from it?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what herd immunity is, but they want you to have that vaccine. If you haven't had that vaccine, then it's horrible. No. They've mishandled this entire thing. They did it for political purposes. That's obvious now to anybody with a brain. They've ruined an economy. They've killed the housing market because of lumber prices. You know, I mean, now lumber prices, a $936 deck a year ago now costs you almost $3,000 to build because of lumber prices. And that's because they shut industries down. Mm-hmm. They mishandled this to the point of it should be actionable as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And this all comes down to the bureaucrats. Congress and the bureaucrats. If you remember President Trump correctly, all he spearheaded was make sure we got the vaccines in place, and he left it to the governors.
Right.
Which is the way the federal government was supposed to act on something like this. And now we've got Joe Biden saying he's wearing the mask because it's his patriotic duty. Well, that's like saying wearing underwear is a patriotic duty.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought. That was a good analogy there, Kellen. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. By the way, I think John Kerry's up to some mischief again. We're going to find out when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Roos, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, for doing that for us. We appreciate that. By the way, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners who's just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, and all over Florida and Tampa Bay, too. Even had the father that drove all the way from Phoenix, Arizona with his daughter's car to trade it in and take her brand-new car down to her in Tampa at the University of Tampa where she was going to school. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service. It comes with Mars Care. That's where it starts, when it gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. But you can't be the selection either at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles. All the colors and accessories you can dream of. By the way, claim trade-ins? Oh, yeah, they got them. And they're commanding a great resale price. By the way, do you want to sell? You want to sell your vehicle? Take it to Moss, get it appraised. They might offer you more money than you even could think of that it's worth. And guess what? You can upgrade your ride and have extra money in your pocket, too. Now, Moss Nissan's exclusive home to the You Save, You Save program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal offered to them. Now, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is their goal. You can check out the all-new Rogue, which is the hottest SUV on the planet, and it impressed the heck out of me when I saw it. By the way, Nissan locations are also in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And never forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money, too. All right, Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website is back with us. Hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we got a caller. I'm going to take the caller first because you and I are going to have a little discussion here, but who knows? The caller might know what we're going to talk about. Go ahead, Mary.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say thank you to all the big TV stations and even some radio stations and even some internet companies who censor information, since we all live in the world of state TV, like a communism, and have just a one network type opinion.
And you're surprised?
Pardon me?
And you're surprised?
Well, no, I want to thank them. They've actually forced people to have to go, quote, underground into the internet and find out all sorts of information that, you know, might sound a little wild and kooky, but people are seeking the truth, and they've actually just forced them underground to do that. So I wanted to say thank you to all of those entities that have done that, and Frank's website would be one of them that you go to. So, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, that was good for a laugh.
Have I told you that I love you, Mary?
By the way, your website, and I'm going to give you some kudos, undergroundusa.com, you are a news aggregate, which is a little bit different than somebody just goes out there, and I could mention a name, but I won't, that takes news and rewrites it all together and makes it into a news editorial instead of a news story. And God knows there's several of those websites that do it that are on the internet too. And don't go there. You got to learn that you're reading a news story that somebody took and rewrote and put it out there to satisfy their own goals.
Right. What we do is we look at the critical stories, and we analyze them to bring forth a little bit more about why the story is important. Because a lot of times when you hear things in the news cycle, and you hear it regurgitated in many different places across the spectrum, they don't get into why it's important. It's like the one we have up there yesterday about the lumber prices, mm-hmm. and the housing market. We tell you why the lumber prices actually matter and how it affects things, how it affects the economy, who's responsible for it. Not just reporting that the lumber prices are high because the mills aren't working, but who did it? Why did they do it? What's the cause and effect going forward? We look a little bit deeper into the ramifications of the story. We just don't regurgitate it. So it's meant to cause critical thinking and inform and educate. It's meant to make you think further than just what the headline is, which, you know, when you look at a lot of the other mainstream media places, all they do is they want to shock you, but they don't educate you on it. They don't inform you on it. They don't make you better to think through it to beyond what they want to print. That's important today because we're being told what to think instead of how to think. Our schools don't teach kids how to think anymore. So we've got to bring that back into vogue. We need to think through the story to the ramifications of what these people are doing, not just what they're doing.
Now, I want to mention John Kerry. He's the climate czar, correct?
He is the climate czar, yeah.
John Kerry has an office in the White House. John Kerry has an office in the State Department. John Kerry has an office in the Department of Defense. John Kerry has an office in the Department of Justice. And then yesterday we hear that the State Department, our State Department, denied any deal, which was announced by the Iranian Foreign Ministry's office, that $7 billion had been offered for the release of several prisoners, not only from the U.S., but also from other allied countries of ours. And our countries, along with the U.S., had offered $7 billion to get them released. Now, that smells like John Kerry.
No, it certainly sounds like the underhanded way he goes about foreign policy, and it's kind of intense for a climate czar. Don't know why he's doing State Department stuff under the guise of being the climate czar, you know. But and you can't really trust anything that comes out of any of his offices. And I'll get to that in a second.
Yep.
Just like what the Iranian foreign minister said, yeah, I found out from John Kerry about these 200 clandestine operations from Israel. I was shocked. And Kerry said, no, I never said that. But if I did, Israel had already told him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just such BS. when did this guy win? Why does he have? I get that they want to inject climate into everything, and he needs an office everywhere because he's that important, you know. But when did he win an election to make him the guy that is the go-to everywhere? It's like the Democratic Party has to give something to John Kerry every time somebody gets elected to office. John Kerry was a traitor.
Yeah.
John Kerry testified against his country during the Vietnam War. If we remember correctly, he threw a bunch of duplicated medals over the fence at the White House.
Well,
he's not a patriot.
Let me interject something because you and I talked about this. You and I both believe, and I certainly believe and will affirm here right now, that this is Obama 2.0 on steroids, and what we're doing is we're going back 16 years, and everybody that was in the Democratic Party that lost anything is coming into this administration to do their losing deeds all over again and just wreck the country.
It certainly appears that way.
You bet it does.
John Kerry lost the presidency, and now the guy's got an office in every agency and department in Washington, D.C. Hillary Clinton's shooting her mouth off about stuff, and suddenly she's important again. She lost every time she ran for president. She couldn't win office. Mm-hmm. She was, remember, in the beginning, she was appointed and then ran for senator.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way she could win is to run as an incumbent, and she wasn't even elected to be the incumbent.
Mm-hmm.
But the Democrat keeps going back to these people who are perennial losers, and they keep giving them power. You know, it's the Democrats themselves, and I think, there's two left in Washington?
Mm-hmm.
You know, true Democrats.
Yep.
That will actually come to a compromise in order to make things move forward the way it's meant to under the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
The Marxists who have overtaken that party seem to all carry something.
Yeah.
He seems to be their favorite child, him and Hillary Clinton, their favorite children. They can't win anything, but the second a Democrat gets back in the office, they, hey, come on, be our leader anyway, even though nobody wants you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but damn, every time a Democrat gets elected, Hillary Clinton and John Kerry show up. It's like the horrible dinner guests that keep showing up that weren't invited.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely right. And, folks, you just can't make this stuff up. It's too obvious for people to notice.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If we had an honest media in this country, I guess going back to Mary's point, if we had an honest media in this country, they would be asking, why does John Kerry keep showing up? The guy's not a climate scientist. He's like Al Gore's heir apparent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, well, the world's going to end in 15 minutes. 15 minutes ago, you know.
Well, speaking of which, Frank is going to be back with me for another segment. So you hang on, Frank. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about some things that were supposed to happen going all the way back to the 1960s. And they never happened. And we're still here. Oh, isn't it wonderful? Okay, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun? Rolling on.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people were killed and more than two dozen others were hospitalized after a wooden boat slammed into a reef Sunday morning off the coast of San Diego, California. Authorities are saying they believe the boat was being used as a possible human smuggling operation. Customs and Border Patrol spokesman Jeffrey Stevenson.
So every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel used to smuggle migrants into the United States legally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved, but our agents are with many of them at the hospital.
When officials arrived on the scene near the Cabrillo National Monument on the south tip of Point Loma, there was a large debris field of broken wood and other items in the choppy waters.
The man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them.
Destruction was reported across Mississippi after a round of tornadoes swept through the state late Sunday night, damaging buildings, littering roads, and breaking power lines. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by those guys over at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, if you've seen one of those little green lawnmowers running around, or maybe a green tractor with a scoop on it, or a bucket on the back, or an industrial piece of equipment, namely John Deere, it's probably from Everglades Equipment Group. Now, they are a reliable equipment dealer. They have fair prices and extraordinary service, and one of my neighbors bought one of their lawnmowers, and he got all carried away, mowed his neighbor's lawn, then saw me over there and says, "Hey, man, I want to mow your lawn, see how it worked for you," which he did. My lawnmower guy goes, "Hey, somebody mowed your lawn. What's this all about?" And I said, "No big deal. My neighbor got a lawnmower, so, you know, I'll pay you anyway, even though you didn't mow it." But it's a good thing. So when you see the name Everglades Equipment Group anywhere within the sound of my voice, and there's a bunch of them around, make sure you go check them out and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com is back with us. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, climate change is the biggest hoax ever. Would you kind of agree with that one?
No, it's certainly a political issue and not a geographical issue, that's for sure.
Let me throw out some things to you and see what you think. Back in the 1960s, we were told that oil would be gone in 10 years, right?
Oh, yeah, it's extinct.
Then we heard in the 70s another ice age was coming in 10 years, which later became climate change.
Yeah, I went out and bought a whole bunch of Columbia winter wear, thinking I'd be living in an igloo now.
Then in the 1980s, acid rain was going to destroy all the crops for 10 years, and that's when the firefighters went out and got new turnout gear.
Yep, and I always wondered what happened to my hair, but I guess that explains it.
And then in the 1990s, the ozone layer will be destroyed in 10 years, and we're all going to burn up.
Yeah, except they let all the heat out, and we're doing just fine, and there's no climate shift anywhere. This whole thing about humans being powerful enough to destroy the planet just because of their energy use is total BS. If we can unleash the most powerful thing that we know in two nuclear weapons on the country of Japan, in two locations that today are thriving, then I don't think our worst, we can split the planet in two because we're driving a car. Now, should we be striving to have better, not pollute? Of course. There's no reason to go out there and knowingly pollute or to throw trash around or abuse the natural resources. That's just being a responsible human being.
Mm-hmm.
But walking around believing that we've got the power to end the planet because of the use of fossil fuels, that's just arrogant.
Mm-hmm. First there were 9, then there were 7, now there are 5, and soon there'll be 4. You know what I'm talking about?
No, but I'm not going to bet on that survival.
It's called the House Democratic lead in the House of Representatives. Now,
yeah.
Over the weekend, we had another one of these special elections in Texas amongst some people to determine who was going to run against the number one vote getter. And it wound up being Republican Susan Wright of Texas. She's the widow of the congressman who died in office. And she will move forward to run against another Republican. The Democrats have already conceded that district to the Republicans. So the 5 advantage will become 4 once we find out who's going to be elected there in another month. And there you go. And it's just Nancy is just crumbling in front of our eyes.
And if I'm not mistaken, we've got a seat to fill here in Florida with Hastings dying, right?
Sure do.
You know, so they could make it even more so. And right now, the radical agenda that they have hanging by a thread, all you need are 3 defectors, now Republicans. If you're smart, you'll start driving that wedge between the radicals and the moderates that want to see the Democrat Party become the Democrat Party that it used to be.
Yep.
Now, Matt, you and I have been saying this for, I don't know, since before Obama came in.
Yep.
Saying you need to put the wedge between the progressives and the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you need to put the wedge between the Democrats, again, all 2 of them, and the Marxists. Because the progressives, let's pull that curtain down.
Mm-hmm.
There are no progressives. They name themselves progressives because it sounds good. They're Marxists.
Yep.
They're showing their true colors right now with their policies and their agendas.
Yep.
And if Republicans are smart, they drive the wedge now. Let's start exposing that reality so that people who are on center and center left can go, well, I didn't sign on for being a Marxist, so I can't support this anymore.
Yep.
You know, it's time to play the let's go after them game, Republicans. Stop playing defense all the time.
Yeah. Now, Biden's first 100 days are going very well for the drug cartels, gangs, and human smugglers.
Yeah.
Fair to assume?
No, he's spot on.
I don't know what it's going to take to wake some people up to where that is the fact, and they need to wake up and say, hey, we want our country back.
It's spot on. The markets are so diverse for the criminal element on the border, they don't know whether to bring over meth or bring over people.
Yep.
It's too fruitful. The whole thing is too fruitful for them.
Now, I got another good one for you. You ready?
Yeah.
The Payroll Protection Program, known as the PPP, which, of course, was funded in coronavirus stimulus money. Hundreds of millions of dollars went to companies owned by China. Hundreds of millions of dollars. And they don't have all the money back either because they weren't supposed to get it.
Yeah, well, let's see. We've got the communist Chinese getting our tax dollars because of the coronavirus, where it came from. So that makes sense. We've got convicted felons who have life sentences and sentences of over 20 years getting paid, getting checks. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. And the people who actually create the tax dollars that the government has pickpocketed, well, they get $2,000 here, $1,400 there, $1,200 here, and we should all be grateful because our benevolent Congress has allowed us to keep some of our tax dollars. I go, would we calculate the last tranche of stimulus checks to the American people was for the $2,000 that we got? Mm-hmm. $5,600 was taken from us in tax dollars. Mm-hmm. So we didn't lose as much as we could have, I guess. They could have just cut us out completely and given all our money to China.
Now, you want to hear something really strange?
I got to get my Prilosec first.
On Saturday, I got a letter from Internal Revenue Service signed by Joseph Biden, President of the United States, said, "Dear taxpayer, you will soon be receiving your $1,400 check." I'm not making this up. It came Saturday. "You will soon be receiving your $1,400 check. And thank you very much for this, that, and the other." And he explained all the different things. And he says, "Oh, by the way, if that hasn't happened, then you should contact your local IRS office, blah, 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 go online, blah, 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 and all that stuff." And I'm thinking, what the hell? What, you talking about a waste of money after all this time?
Absolutely. Why do I need to get a letter saying that, number one? And got to be honest, Matt, if they don't know how to get a hold of you, then our federal government is Braille's not even going to help.
Right.
You know, so I don't need to be forewarned that something's coming. It's just one more way to spend money they shouldn't be spending. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and it's just plain as day. We can't afford our federal government anymore.
Yeah.
We can't afford them. They spend too much money. That's all they do is spend money. You know, I'd almost like to see the federal government come down to the Texas model, where they're only allowed to meet for so many months out of a two-year cycle, and then they got to go home.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got another one for you before we have to go here, because we're going to run out of time. Senator Mitt Romney, Republican, Utah, was at the Utah Republican Convention over the weekend. He was loudly booed, and he was shouted at. Some people called him a communist, a liar, and a traitor by many in attendance. He had to get up and leave.
Well, you know, when Democrats show up at Republican events, they usually get booed. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. Romney's a Republican. I forgot about that. You don't stab your own people in the back and then tell them that you know better than they do. You just don't do it. Mm-hmm. That's arrogance, and that's the arrogance of the left. So Romney's kind of cut out of the same cloth. He doesn't know better. Just because he was a successful businessman doesn't make him a good politician. This is another person that the people rejected. You know, so I don't know. It's upside down, inside out. Dan Jones was right.
Well, I look forward to talking to you on Friday, and you have yourself a great day, and stay low.
Stay low, man.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com website, undergroundusa.com website, coming back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program always brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. They're simply the best in the business. Now stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. You can give them a call at 941-922-2345 if you'd like to set up an appointment for service. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, here he is, fresh off the Sports Zone circuit, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt, Bruce, and pretty nice morning across the country overall.
Unless you like tornadoes, and there were several of them in Mississippi.
That's the only bad thing.
And hey, some of them happened after it got dark last night, and that's even worse.
Yeah, more temperatures are pleasant right now. They pretty much across the country, even on a little bit of a warm side. But anyway, out there in Texas, we had Award, you know, breakthrough in the Indy car win. So that was his first career Indy win. But the Indianapolis 500 coming up here at the end of the month. I'm going to share that with the folks. And Kyle Busch celebrated. celebrated his birthday yesterday with a NASCAR couple in at Kansas.
Yahoo!
Yeah, no, hey, good races, a lot of excitement there, a lot of people looking for that. Until then, we had the NFL draft this past week and weekend, and a lot of people now are searching for the free agents that didn't get picked up and bring them into camp and see who maybe makes a team that just got overlooked in the draft. So that's what's going on there. The biggest news, I think, is out in Chicagoland, two reasons. If they're going to do something with Soldier Field out there and make it a better facility for people to watch games. We're talking about that. They don't want to move it. I hope they don't. And then Bruce Nagy, the head coach for the Bears, says, we'll know when it's right to start Justin Fields at quarterback after they drafted and moved up significantly.
Well, Soldier Field, they did do some remodeling on it about, 20 years ago?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And they kind of built around the old Soldier Field. Is that my understanding, I think?
A little bit, yeah.
I was there at that time, and I'm trying to remember what they did. But everything on the inside was still the way it was, but they kind of did some facelift on the outside. But it really wasn't a lot of anything.
No, exactly. I mean, that place is as pretty much as old as the Orange Bowl down there in Miami, and they tore that down. And now that's where the Marlins play baseball, at that land usage where it was before. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have to think about that because everything's getting modernized. Everything does its test of time and then it moves on. So we'll see what happens there. The rest of the draft is very interesting. Jacksonville, they got some power and some weapons. But we'll see how they come out with everybody they picked up. And Urban Meyer, always been a college coach, and now he's going to the pros. We'll see. It doesn't always normally work out well, Captain, but we shall see. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers looks like they got their heir apparent, Mr. Brady, with Mr. Kyle Trask from the University of Florida Gators. So we will look to see how he's mentored by Tom, and he's going to be ready in a couple of years.
Now, here's the other thing. Tim Tebow tried out for tight end.
Yeah.
Now, I remember when there were some trick plays put in by Denver, and Tebow was out there on the end, and they threw the ball to him, and he turned around and threw the ball down the field.
Oh, yeah. No. There's definitely some things they can do with him. But he's 34 years of age. We're going to see if his body's ready to take the pounding of that. He's been doing baseball, so he's still in shape. Good athlete. He was a great football player. He just wasn't a great quarterback. So we're going to see if that can transition to that. Yeah, I don't want to forget Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby, Captain, from the 8th hole. And he went wire to wire. That normally doesn't happen at the Kentucky Derby, and it did. So congratulations to
So he'll be one of the favorites probably coming up. And I don't know, favorites lately haven't done all that well.
No. Got to be Triple Crown winners, to say the least. A few years ago, we had a couple. So it's going to be very curious to see how the next race is going to be. That won't be this Saturday, but it'll be the following Saturday. And see if the Demon Spirit can win again. And then he would obviously have a shot at the Triple Crown 3 weeks from then when they do it in June, the first Saturday in June. So looking forward to more of that racing. The other exciting news for the Denver Broncos fans, it looks like Mr. Locke and Mr. Bridgewater are both going to get a shot to see who wins the QB job out there. That's going to be a battle also. A lot of battles this year during a training camp, Captain, to see who's going to start in the National Football League.
All right, well, hang on a second. We got a question from a professional question asker, which I'm sure this is about sports. Bagamon Bob, what is your sports-related question?
You're leading the witness, Captain. Anyway, my sports question is, are the Rays going to stay where they're at, or are they still going to move them at some point? What's the situation on that? And my second question is there any chance of the Tampa Bay Area ever getting an NBA team? That's it.
Okay, go ahead, Patrick.
No, two good questions there, Captain. There's been a lot of talk about getting an NBA team here.
because the NBA loves what they're doing in Orlando. So we'll see what happens if Tampa ever, you know, gets one expansion. Or
well, there is a minor league team here called the Tampa Bay Titans.
Right.
And exactly. they play out of Pasco County, but they have the Tampa Bay name.
Mm-hmm. And you also have a team in Lakeland, too. You know, there's some, you know, NBA triple A type of basketball out there. I call it to relate it to baseball and getting to the gentleman's
But as far as
way.
As far as the baseball, I'm you know, I'm holding my breath, but I think we're going to see a 50-50 season is going to start out because they just aren't doing what they need to do here in the Tampa Bay area to support baseball.
No, they need to wake up or the team will move and go, and that'll be a shame because it's a lot of fun. You know, maybe if they did move the team to Tampa, closer to the hockey arena, maybe they would get some more fans, maybe create more interest. There's
That's where I'd put it.
Yeah, there's not as many Pinellas. There's more Hillsborough County season ticket holders than there are Pinellas County ticket holders, but the stadium's in Pinellas. That kind of doesn't make sense. That's something you gotta have to take a look at, but we shall see. Excellent questions by the man, Captain, to say the least. So, well, I think our time is up, and I want to thank you, Captain, for letting me do my little sports talk with you. Please tune into the Sports Zone on this great station, 11 o'clock on Sundays, and don't forget, man, stem cell patch will relieve pain, so definitely do that, too. And hopefully I'll be able to see you tomorrow, Captain, unless they call me away for work at Mission Barbecue.
You better. You better be there. Be square.
Thanks, Captain. God bless you, man. God bless everybody. Take care.
All right. Patrick Kylan, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. And, of course, what he was just talking about was this.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and give them a call and see what you can do there. They definitely have something that will work when you've got acute problems, and that's when I've used it when nothing else would work, and I was just kind of moping along there, and that was the last little final edge to make me get over the top, if you will, with the problems that I have. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, let's finish up right now with John Kerry. I started out kind of talking about that. There's a $7 billion deal on the table to get back some of the prisoners that are being held in Iran, not only Americans, but United Kingdom, France, Germany, and a couple of other countries. $7 billion has been put up. The Iranians are saying, the state press is saying that offer was made. They obviously want more money, but this kind of sounds like John Kerry on steroids to me. I could be wrong, but it sounds like John Kerry's in the middle of everything. And just keep in mind that the Democrats have resurrected everybody from the last 16 years and stuck them in the Biden administration. Think about that for a second, and then go take a look and see who's where and what they're doing. You'll find out that what I'm telling you is absolutely true. All righty. I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather. Going to be gorgeous in Florida. God bless America.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with.
and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.